Now, the last two things, number four is your beliefs. Your beliefs. Because whatever you believe controls how you respond. Because could two people have the same value? Like, let's say one person's value is they want love. The other person's number one value is they want love. But could they have different beliefs about what has to happen before they get to feel loved? Sure, because there are two types of beliefs. There's global beliefs about life in general, about people, about yourself. They affect your whole life. But then there are rules that say, if you love me, then you never raise your voice. Now, if someone believes that if you love me, you never raise your voice, then they are certain that if you raise your voice, you don't love them. Is it possible to love somebody and still raise your voice? Yes or no?
Yes.
But will they believe you love them? No, because they have a rule, a belief that controls them. Our beliefs shape how we feel, how we evaluate what things mean. So two people could have the same value. One will feel like they're successful. The other one will feel like a failure, even though they both value success, because one guy's idea of success is $10 billion, 9% body fat, and his children are always happy and never upset. Right? The other one's idea of success is every day above ground is a great day. And what's the rule? Anytime I wake up, look down and see him above ground, I'm succeeding. Will one of them feel successful and the other one not? Yes or no?
Yes.
The meaning of their life is not just controlled by their values. That determines what they focus on. Your values determine your direction. If you're going for success, you're going to go to a different place than if you're going for security, a different place than if you're going for love, a different place than if you're going for stability. Right? You head in a different direction, and the direction determines your destination. But how you get there, if you get there, is controlled by your beliefs.